This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. The high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved additional central assistance of over 1,554 crore rupees from the National Disaster Response Fund to five states affected by natural calamities such as floods, flash floods, landslides and cyclonic storms during the past year. According to the Home Ministry, 608 crore rupees has been approved for Andhra Pradesh, over 170 crore for Nagaland, over 255 crore for Odisha, more than 231 crore for Telangana and over 288 crore rupees for Tripura. During the financial year 2024-25, the central government released more than 18,322 crore rupees to 27 states under the SDRF and over 4,808 crore rupees from the NDRF to 18 states. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said several revolutionary initiatives have been taken by the central government to make the lives of rural citizens more comfortable. He added that these initiatives have provided new momentum to the country's economy. The minister was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 77th session of the Executive Committee of the African Asian Rural Development Organization in New Delhi today. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that India, with its unwavering support and assistance to AARDO, will empower the rural community. The Delhi BJP Legislative Assembly meeting will be held in New Delhi this evening. All the newly elected BJP MLAs and the party's senior leaders will participate in the deliberations. The name of the next Chief Minister of Delhi will be finalized during the meeting. The swearing-in ceremony for the next Chief Minister will be held tomorrow morning at the Ramila Maidan in the national capital. The BJP won 48 out of 70 seats in the Delhi Assembly elections. Ganesh Kumar today assumed charge as the new Chief Election Commissioner at Nirvachan Sadan in New Delhi. Mr. Kumar succeeds Rajiv Kumar, who completed his tenure yesterday. Before his elevation to as Chief Election Commissioner, Mr. Kumar was serving as Election Commissioner since the 15th of March last year. The 13th meeting of the Malaysia-India Defence Cooperation meeting took place in Kuala Lumpur today. It was co-chaired by Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh and Secretary General in Malaysia's Defence Ministry, Lokman Hakim bin Ali. Both sides expressed happiness at the growing bilateral defence cooperation with regular engagements between the two armed forces in recent years. India has denounced Pakistan as a global epicenter of terrorism and called it an irony that Islamabad claims to be at the forefront of terror fighting. Speaking at the United Nations Security Council yesterday, India's permanent representative, Parvataneni Harish, said Pakistan is a global epicenter of terrorism, harboring more than 20 UN-listed terrorist entities and providing state support to cross-border terrorism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a two-day visit to South Africa from tomorrow to participate in the G20 Foreign Ministers' meeting in Johannesburg in the invitation of South Africa's Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Ronald Lamola. The External Affairs Ministry said Dr. S. Jaishankar's participation in the Foreign Ministers' meeting will strengthen India's engagement with G20 countries and bolster the voice of Global South in this important forum. The 395th birth anniversary of great Maratha warrior King Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj is being observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to Chhatrapati Shivaji on his Jayanti. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the valor and visionary leadership of Chhatrapati Shivaji laid the foundation of Swarajya and inspired generations to uphold the values of courage and justice. Union Minister for Youth and Sports Mansukh Mandavia took part in a Pad Yatra in Pune today on the occasion of 395th birth anniversary of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Mandavia emphasized that just as Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj laid the foundation of Hindavi Swarajya through ideal governance and respect for women, the Narendra Modi government is working to build a developed India inspired by his principles. The India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for several districts of Arunachal Pradesh for the next 24 hours. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.